How's it going, all of our human beings? Welcome back to another episode of What's the Biz with Adam and Liz. I'm your host, Adam.
And I'm your other host, Liz.
And joined today in the studio is one of our friends. I don't know her name. I forgot her name. What's her name?
Quite popular on the podcast.
Oh, right. Yes.
I talk about her constantly. It's my best friend, Elena.
Elena.
Hey, y'all.
She's here. So, as I said in last week's, I'm pretty much just going to be in the background. And yeah, Liz, take it away.
Listening to our girl talk and wishing he was other places.
But yeah, so before we started, Lane said she liked all the pineapples everywhere. And I told her that because that's fertility, the symbol of infertility. Oh my goodness. Have you seen the new logo for Games and Groceries? Did I show it
not.
To you?
Mm-mm.
Do I have it on my phone?
Well, it's your background on your phone.
Well, that's not like the full thing. I have it on a pink brick background.
Right. But yeah, the full...
Adam has it.
Oh, yeah. Sure, let me bring it up since I'll be here. But yeah, so
we decided to put the pineapple in our logo. Because
I like that. I like that a lot.
That's part of our life. So, and that's why I painted that pineapple out there, too.
Mm-hmm. Gives you a little bikini bottom feel, too. I really like it.
Yeah, that's our new logo.
Oh, that's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I like the colors, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we worked with a graphic designer by the name of Eric Swanson. So. Yeah.
Shout out, Eric.
Eric. Yeah. What up, man? He's so nice. He was so nice about it. But
and we were quite picky.
Yeah. But and
you
he worked with us.
You guys know.
But yeah.
Not at all.
Super cool guy. But
yeah.
Yeah. What else did you do today?
We went to the thrift store.
Yeah.
And got things.
Not every time we go to like a thrift store, I always like think of Macklemore and I'm like, you know what? maybe I'll just get a fur coat. And
No, I wanted to get a dress. I wanted to buy so much there, but I didn't know what I wanted. So it's not safe for me to buy things when I don't know if I actually want it. We did see a very pretty wedding dress there.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous. Like usually they have like really old like 80s wedding dresses or 90s
scary
wedding
movie.
Dresses.
Wedding dresses.
But this one was a modern one. It was so pretty. It was like a little like mermaid trumpet. Oh my gosh, it was so good. It was so pretty. It was beautiful. And then we went to the cafe that has vegan and gluten-free options. So we all found something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a dessert waiting for us.
The one I'm drooling about thinking.
Dairy-free ice cream and some gluten-free, dairy-free cookies.
What
I know this doesn't sound appetizing to anyone but us.
I know.
But, what was the brand of cookies that we got?
Goodman's, I think.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah.
Goodman
or something.
I meant the ice cream.
Ice cream I got... Planet Oat ice cream, and Lane got Ben and Jerry's dairy free. She got half baked.
Yeah. Do you not like the dairy free Ben and Jerry's?
I can't have it. They use almond milk.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Trust me, I would be having Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, I was about to say
if I could, but they have to use almond milk like jerks.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't have it. Which that's like the worst part about being dairy free is that I'm also allergic to nuts. So I literally can't have half of the dairy free options out there. Like I have to be like, oh look, vegan cheese. Oh wait, does it have cashews in it? All the like vegan cheese recipes all have cash. I don't know what it is.
That's
with
so weird. I mean, I understand like where they like have to get a substitute somewhere, but I'm like cashews. Hmm.
Cashews must have some sort of texture or something in them that like gives it that cheesy creaminess, because every cheese replacement usually has cashews.
Hmm. I think you're just gonna have to do the ice cube diet and just give up on food.
I remember saying, I think last year when I got sick with when I got colitis, and my mom's like, what if you're gluten free? I'm like, I swear if I end up being like gluten intolerant, I will just put a tube in me and call it a day. Like I will just give up eating anything and just
working with people who have tubes. You do not want one.
Yeah. So we have mentioned on here, Lane is a nurse. She's been a superhero.
No, not really.
So I talk about you all the time on podcast.
Do you?
Like, anytime we like talk about something, like, oh yeah, me and Lane, like all the time, my headphones are falling off.
Nope.
Mine aren't going anywhere. Adam glued them to my head.
Mine, even though they're like, they're not very good headphones, but Adam can't deal with them, and we don't want to give a guest the crappy ones.
Oh, I don't care. I'm just happy you still consider me a guest.
Right. Lane has lived at my house, basically. Mm-hmm. Not officially, but there was a summer that your mom, you spent almost every day of the week. And at one point, your mom's like, you need to spend one day this week at home.
Yeah, that's when, it was probably when we were in tennis camp and acting like we were snooty rich kids for a summer. Then we went to a free tennis camp at a rec.
Yeah. Was it free?
Yeah.
I know nothing.
Oh, my God, yeah. Our parents would never pay for that.
That's true. What? It must have been you that convinced me to do that, because where would I get tennis from?
I don't know, but you were oddly good at it.
I know.
You were very good at it.
I had a horrible backhand. but I had a good forehand. But I did very well. Not to sound like
you did, and we had a huge crush on the one coach. So I mean,
one was okay, but the blonde one. Was he blonde? Yeah, he was blonde. Oh, he was cute. I don't remember what he looked like, but I remember he was cute.
He was giving Zac Efron vibes off when Zac Efron was still a thing. Don't worry, Adam. I mean, he definitely looked like you. Don't worry.
Oh, thank you. Well, I heard blonde, and I was like, oh, yeah. Cool.
Which is probably the only blonde I ever had a crush on.
Oh, thank you.
Other than you.
She loves you. She don't like you.
Oh, yeah,
sure. But, yeah, no, that was fun. That was a fun
That was,
fun.
And you made me sandwiches every day.
I know. I think I don't know if I told it on podcast, but I've told it to, like, friends. I'm like, Lane can't cut a sandwich.
I can't.
I'm like, Lane can't have kids because she can't cut a sandwich.
Wait, how can you not cut a sandwich?
I did tell him this, and he was confused. I'm like, she can't. It looks like she uses a knife.
Right.
But
it looks like
a
squirrel, like, beat it up and was, like, nibbling at it. Like, jagged.
When she cuts a sandwich,
yes.
She uses we used butter knives in my house.
Okay.
To cut sandwiches.
Still.
And when I said one day, I'm like, Lane, cut your own sandwich. Like, you got it. Like, we were like 12 or 13. Like, you should know
old
how
enough
to cut
like how to hold a knife. Like,
and I made her do it, and it looked like she ripped it in half instead of using a knife.
The one thing I'm concerned of is Lane, nurse or practitioner.
You would think I'm like the Grim Reaper the way I like destroy my sandwiches.
I was about to say, like,
my patients are probably fearful when I have something like a needle in my hand, let alone.
Yeah, don't be cutting sandwiches in front of your
yeah, they're gonna be worried.
I'm so a shout
you
out
still
to the
not cut a sandwich.
Not well. I'm not gonna lie.
But it's just a straight line.
I don't. So honestly, I gave up. My patience is out the window. I just eat it all in one. I don't do fours. I don't do his. I don't do triangles. I just gave up.
I mean,
the kids
I don't
are
cut
gonna
my
learn real
either,
soon.
But.
Yeah, my
your husband's gonna have to know how to cut a sandwich.
I was gonna say, if my future husband's listening, please know how to cut a sandwich.
Otherwise, the time
that's gonna be on my dating criteria. Knows how to cut a sandwich.
Must know how to cut a sandwich.
Wife will do the kitchen thing. The kitchen vibe.
The kitchen thing.
I'll do
a sandwich.
The
cooking, but you have to cut everything.
I'll be a good kitchen wife. And,
well, there's a position for that. Prep chef. That's what they're called.
Oh, yeah.
So he's your prep chef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little sous chef.
You cook it, but then he puts it on. He makes it look pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down for that. My kids are going to be so upset when they're going to have to go to their aunt's house and cousin's house to.
Like, you cut your sandwiches?
To eat, like, good food.
Jeez.
Well, I'm not the one cooking if it's good food. It's all their Uncle Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever somebody, that's what I hate the most when everybody says, like, oh, like, does Liz do all the cooking? And they're shocked when, no, I do.
Like, where was I?
I think it's 2020. I'm a man in the kitchen.
When I went away to.
Oh, that's when it happened.
When my niece was born,
mm-hmm.
I went away for a week because I was going to, I was going with my parents and we were going to go stay where they lived in the South for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And people at our church asked Adam, like, oh, are you living on like,
ramen
TV dinners and ramen noodles?
I'm like, no, I cook.
I'm
kidding
like, yeah,
me?
Actually,
he
I
loved
had ribeye steak last night.
Yeah.
Like, he loved it when I left because he could make all the things that he can't make when I'm home because I'm allergic to everything.
Yeah.
Chicken, rice, and beans.
Yeah, he ate chicken, rice, and beans every day because I hate beans.
I'm not a big bean girl, but I do like the way you cook your beans. I'm pretty sure you made them like back when you were in New York, but
probably.
I was gonna say Adam can cook,
and you made your own pasta sauce that one time.
Yeah,
that was when we went on my bachelorette party.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
you made your own pasta sauce. I think
not even from canned tomatoes, like straight up. I sliced tomatoes. I put them through the oven. Made my own tomato sauce.
He's fancy.
Are you Italian?
Nope.
I am not. Not even a slightly.
Yeah, me either. I wish
we did 23andMe. Adams could have just said 100% white boy, because it was like 99.9%
European.
I'm like, you're kidding me. Not even mine was. I was like South African and some parts of Asia. Like,
well,
I had like some ethnicity in me.
The one thing I was jealous of, you're Mongolian. And everybody knows if you're Mongolian, that means you're a descendant of Genghis Khan.
And Adam wanted to be one, and he's not. Which I don't understand. Me and his mom try and tell him, like, that means that your tribe was so strong that he could not, like, break it.
Yeah, but like,
whereas our people were weak,
or my people were so, and you've seen pictures of my relatives.
You're so ugly. I don't want to procreate with you.
Exactly. My ancestors are bug eyes.
We have to show you. His relatives are creepy looking.
Like what relatives?
From Hungary.
From Hungary.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like his like his dad's side.
Like Olga. Scary.
Yeah.
They have big eyes.
Like they're the
like bulging eyes.
The buggy eyes. Here's the other thing. Like I think. I wish I looked more like my dad because my dad had the cool vibes, but I am more grateful that I look like my mom than my ancestors.
Yeah, after seeing your ancestors.
Yeah.
So they're freaky looking people.
Mm-hmm.
I love Adam, but your family is freaky looking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I agree.
When his mom showed up to me, I was like, oh, my God.
And so Genghis Khan came and he said,
Never mind. Yeah, I'll skip this one.
I've been procreating the entire world, but in this one, I've got standards.
Oh my God. But yeah.
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 Yeah. Your people are beautiful.
I don't really. I've never seen pictures of like ancestors. Mm-hmm. Like I've never seen pictures of anyone from like another country, but that's my family all came over at the same time as like all the other Catholic, like Irish people and all the other Italians.
Mm-hmm.
So like we didn't start here, but we've been here a while.
Right. Yeah.
So
I wish I was really Italian. I'd be tan and I could stop doing self-tanning.
You used to hate how tan my mom
you do.
And
you get
got.
So
I get a little
so
bit,
tan.
But you used to hate how tan my little sister and my mom got.
Yeah.
Because they're the Italian side. Like me and Jess are whiter than both my mom and my little sister. I love how I said my little sister, but I said my older sister's name. Whatever. I've said it.
Yeah.
But like they get so tan because they're on the Italian side and they like get so dark. Whereas I get tan, but I'm more white, so I don't.
Yeah, all I do is burn and freckle and rinse repeat. And it is ridiculous. So the only reason Jergens and Saint-Tropez tanning lotions are still in stock is because I'm buying it all.
I remember saying, I don't know, I probably said it to you and Adam. I said, like, if you spray tanned or anything before our wedding, if you get any orange on my dress.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I was so nervous.
I was so nervous.
Even for the pictures when I'm like holding your dress in the background, we look great and everything like that. I was like, I was like pinching.
Don't turn the dress orange.
I'm like little pinching on like the bottom. I'm like,
well, after the ceremony, it's fine.
Yeah, I know. But I still want to look nice in pictures. But oh, man, yeah. I told you, I was like, Elizabeth, I cannot do your wedding without having a tan funny. On.
Our church was so hot.
Oh, my gosh.
That day. So I don't know if we ever told the story of our wedding.
I don't think so.
So our wedding is our anniversary, July 16th.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like unusually hot for July on our wedding day in our very old Methodist cathedral type building that has zero air conditioning because it was built in like the 1800s.
Like it still has like the braided fans for people to use.
Yes,
yeah.
We had like hand fans that you see in like the old churches because it's an old church. It was bad. And the only fan in the whole church was sitting at the organist's counter.
Yeah.
And it faced her.
Imagine if the organist passed out during it.
No.
That would be a good story to tell.
Yeah.
I remember she asked me when, because I asked her to play the Imperial March on our way out, and I didn't tell Adam, but he figured out because I was listening to it on an organ. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, I wonder what it sounds like on an organ. And then like a week later, I was like, that's what it's played on. That's mm-hmm. what it, so I felt stupid. But so I asked her to play it, and she's like, are you sure? Most people want something like happy. And I'm like, no, I'm like, my husband loves Star Wars. He loves the Dark Knight. He loves the Imperial March. I want you to play this on our way out. And he loved it. My dad died. Mm-hmm. My dad thought it was the coolest thing in the world. He's like, that was awesome. I'm like, wasn't it? I felt awesome when I was walking down to it. I was like, this is great. This feels awesome.
I was surprised. Even like my really conservative family was just like, they had a kick out of it. I was like, huh. Yeah.
I felt like a hero that day.
Well, I think it's funny too, because I was here for like the Imperial March and everything like that. Like mm-hmm. I love that. But what was even funnier is that my cousin is, as the bridal party is like walking down, thank God everyone was looking at you guys, especially like obviously you and Adam. Yeah. But my cousin was she got caught in the ceremony and had to stay in like the pews by the organist. She was taking pictures from the opposite end.
I remember
the entire time. Yeah. She was like, she didn't realize the ceremony was starting.
There.
Oh yeah, no, she got stuck. And she's literally crouched down in like fetal position in a pew trying to like get pictures.
She had pictures though.
Yeah, she did. She was like, I was crying during the veils in the pew. I remember that. I was like, you got a great view of the ceremony. I was like, definitely
you
the
got
most
a view no one else did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially of us lighting the candle that got wax all over our hands. That was mm-hmm. gross. At that point in time, I was very happy that it was hot because my hand was so sweaty that the wax didn't stick to me. But we had these Unity candles burning the whole ceremony. So there was like wax all puddled all around them. And we're touching. I'm like, this is not safe. And we light it. And they're like, slow down. I'm like, there's wax all over my hand. I don't want to slow down. It's hot in here. I'm wearing a ball gown because originally our wedding was planned for December. So I got a big ball gown mm-hmm. for my big winter wedding. And we ended up postponing it till July. And I'm like, well, then
mm-hmm.
we're going to sweat.
I love that dress, though.
It's beautiful. It's a very pretty dress.
Do you remember the other dress you were going to get?
Yes. And I love that one, too.
It was beautiful and it looked beautiful on you. But Imagine that in July. It was all ruffled on the bottom. And it had a huge train.
But I think
train.
That was lighter, though. So the material was lighter. But we got the mine because it had pearls on it. And mm-hmm. my engagement ring is pearl because it's my great-grandmother's. So it was nice. Our wedding day was nice, other than the food. The food was horrible. The meal food, the cake food, all of it was
horrible. Very heavy, yeah.
Listen, I didn't even eat. I was so nervous before my maid of honor wrap. I was...
That was so good.
You really outdid Kevin.
Kevin's like, I'm glad I went first. Bad for Kevin. Because, like, I couldn't even give him a heads up because we didn't really see each other, obviously, like, during the day. But I was just like, I came up with it, like, and wrote it out, like, maybe, like, a couple days before the wedding. Like, mm-hmm. it wasn't, like, a planned thing. I remember I was driving there with my cousin to the reception, and I was, like, practicing in the car. And I was like, at this point, my cousin lived with me in the summer, and she was like, oh my God, I need this to be over with because I can't hear Fresh Prince anymore.
So if anyone who doesn't know, I don't know if we told this story. There's so many, we talk so much like between the two podcasts. I don't know what we've said and what we haven't. Mm-hmm. So what Lane did for her maid of honor speech, she changed the words to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song. Mm-hmm. And because we grew up in Philadelphia.
Northeast Philadelphia.
So she changed all the words to like match with our relationship. It was the best thing I've ever seen. And she had these sunglasses. Like she had the sunglasses that he has on in it. It was so funny. It is amazing.
I did good because I had like a little speech written and I was like, I know I saw the tears starting to jerk and I was like, all right,
let's go.
I was like, all right, hit it, DJ.
Yeah.
And that's thank God he did that because our DJ was horrible.
Yeah.
He was not good.
I had to spell it out for him. I was like, so this is what I'm doing, and I'm doing it this way. And I was like, I'm going to point to you.
So you better hit the button when I say to hit the button. I remember I spelled it out. I didn't tell it to him. My dad was supposed to relay it, but I wrote it. I'm like, all right, it's a Christmas and July wedding. So you're going to play Christmas music all the way through dinner, like all through dinner. It's all Christmas mm-hmm. music. And then when we all start dancing, you put on regular music.
Yeah.
And then I said, also the groom's favorite band is Coheed and Cambria. Bride's favorite band is Panic at the Disco. So throw some of those songs in. Yeah. He played one Panic song and it is the only song everyone knows. It was... I Write Sins Not Tragedies. Mm-hmm. He played like five Coheed songs.
I was going to say five. Yeah, he played Wake Up. He definitely played... Wake Up was my favorite. I can't remember. He played The Suffering, which was a hit. But like he played some like really... What do you call them? Deep cuts from Coheed, too.
That's what I mean. It's like he probably got excited that he saw that and then just forgot that My Favorite Band was Panic. Mm-hmm. And just
I feel like a couple more people know Panic songs then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then he played like three Christmas songs. And he cut Dominic the Donkey off halfway and that was the end of Christmas songs. I'm like...
And you do love that song.
It's one of my favorite Christmas songs.
I know.
And he cut it off halfway. I was like, so you don't even play all the Christmas music and then you cut my favorite one off halfway through and then you only play one Panic song. What's wrong with you? Like, you didn't listen to anything. I was so annoyed with him. Mm-hmm. It was very annoying. And the cake was horrible.
The cake was dry.
The cake was so bad. The cake was burnt. Yeah. It wasn't just dry. It was burnt. It was way past.
I didn't even eat cake. Yeah. I don't even remember eating the food, honestly. I remember I just downed my champagne before my my wrap. Yeah. And I was like, and me and Kevin... obviously new to our maid of honor and like roles and everything like that. I didn't know. My mom was like, get back up there. You have to do a speech. Like she was like, oh, you got to do a toast.
Yeah. You guys forgot to toast. I thought that was like, hilarious.
Well, your dad forgot to give you away. So.
Yeah. The wedding was just great. My dad forgot to give me away. And then our best man and maid of honor forgot that the part of the speech was that you were giving a toast.
Yeah, no, I was just so excited that I did the rap and I didn't mess up or stutter.
Yes, I did it. Okay, bye, everybody.
Yeah, I was like, all right, like mic drop and just kept it moving. Then I had to crawl back up there and be like, okay, so anyway, guys, put your glasses up.
It definitely wasn't a cookie cutter wedding. Like there was a lot of
it was
mishaps.
Very fun, but it had so many problems.
Yeah. Oh,
like we got there and I got yelled at.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I went upstairs or something. I don't even remember how, but I remember we got there and I was like, oh, where's my family? Because I didn't see any of their cars and I was confused. And my dad's like, what are you doing inside? I'm like, I don't know. It's my wedding.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I'm like, and they're like yelling at me. I'm like, what? I don't know.
There's one of your professional pictures. It's like you're walking in through like our big church doors and it's like I'm behind you and I'm holding your dress and I'm like holding my dress up. You're like all smiling and happy. I literally look like you're mean. Bouncer and bodyguard. I'm literally like I look like I'm about to jack anyone up who's like looking at you.
I vaguely remember a picture. I have my wedding pictures out there. We'll look at them later.
I have to look because it's definitely on one, like something that you've posted, but I'm just so, it's so funny. It's like the sun's on my face. I'm like, have this like mean mug on my face. I'm like, wow, I really look like I'm about to go bounce at a bar and not at my best friend's wedding.
I remember we had a junior bridesmaid who was my cousin, and she was like eight. Well, let's see. She's turning 14.
Wow.
So she was 10 when we got married.
Yeah.
She was turning 10 when we got married. Mm-hmm. And she went before she was supposed to, because she was the first one to go up in the aisle. And I think we must have told her something, and she thought that meant now. And so she went. That's probably why Laura got stuck
at
the
pews,
because my cousin started the wedding early. It just kind of started. We're like, okay, I guess we're beginning.
Mm-hmm. I guess we're doing it now.
Yeah, that was fun. What else happened that day? There's so many things that happened. And then right after we left and we went to a missions trip the next day, we got up at 4 a.m. to go on a missions trip. That was the worst decision ever. Don't ever do that.
It was nice on paper. Like, nice. Oh,
it was
my
a
God.
Good idea on paper.
It was a... I wouldn't even say a good idea
on
paper.
A good idea.
It was just a sentimental idea on paper.
Yeah, because the mission trip, we love that mission trip. Like, we love going on it. Excuse me. But this time we were leaders.
Yeah.
So that was a bad choice. And since he was the youth pastor, I couldn't share a room with him. He had to be with the kids, and other adults were not allowed with the kids. So they're like, it was nice because everyone felt so bad that I couldn't share. They're like, we're so sorry that you can't share a room. Like, we understand. I'm like, guys, it's fine. Like, I went into this knowing that this was going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Like, whatever. And then we went to the worst place on earth for our honeymoon, which I want to take you there because you could probably love it.
Mm-hmm. You went to Seaside Heights, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there. I mean, I seen it on Jersey Shore, too, but...
You didn't tell me it was on Jersey Shore, though.
I definitely thought you knew that.
How would I know that?
You have to flip on MTV once in a while.
I only ever watched Next and Teen Mom.
Oh, my gosh. Next.
That was a great show. And what was the other one? Parental Control. That was a good one, too.
Yeah.
See, I still remember the very first time I watched Jersey Shore was in college, and it was one clip of one episode, and I was like, I'm done. Because he tried to explain to me why this clip was funny, because it was the situation and someone was trying to like get him laid, but then she kind of like backed off. And the joke was like, oh, my God, it's like she brought out chicken with salt and pepper and took away the chicken. And he tried to explain to me like, see, it's funny because, you know, it's salt
someone
and pepper on a plate.
Our college was watching this.
This is the guy who dropped out.
Oh,
but,
OK.
But I was like, I understand the joke. Like,
I don't think it's funny.
He explained it three times because I wasn't like busting. Like, funny. I was like, yeah.
Meanwhile, that was definitely me. I was like, okay, so Snooki wears self-tanner. I wear self-tanner. Should I put a bump in my hair?
Oh, my goodness.
No, I really wasn't that bad, but I was just, I thought they were hysterical. Mm-hmm.
I never, I remember me and Sarah like Snooki and JWoww, the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was good, but we never watched it. Sure, I don't know why. I just never got into it.
It's not it's not the taste, that's
all. We didn't even know it was the site of Jersey Shore until we went into a store and they asked if we wanted to tour the Jersey Shore house. Mm-hmm. We're like, wait, what?
Excuse?
That was entertaining. And then Adam got his very first lesson in always listen to your wife.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to get real food at the grocery store. He's like, no, we'll just eat on the boardwalk every day.
Oh my God, what, funnel cake and fried Oreos every day?
Every day.
Keep in mind, no. I hate the beach. And I didn't know because I never go to the beach.
You didn't know that it was all greasy food on the boardwalk?
No, I don't go to the beach.
Because I remember we
got
there.
A hot dog for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
We got there and washed
it down with an Oreo.
We went to Acme because we're like, oh, we'll get some breakfast food, you know. And I was under the impression we would also get like lunch meat and like sandwich bread just to have something in the middle of the day. And I said, oh, should we get like some other food just to have in the room? Because we didn't have like a motel room that had kitchen tap or anything. Like, we had a mini fridge. That's all we had.
So classy, he's like, in Seaside.
Yes, it is. It was cheap, though. So.
Yeah. Sheets weren't even washed. They
and
were
I was,
reversed.
The other Ew. Problem.
Yeah.
The other problem was that we had moved the wedding, so I was planning our beach trip in, like, January when everyone pretty much already had their places booked. So, and we didn't have a ton of money. So, yeah. So, Seaside Heights. But so I said, Adam, should we get some other food? He's like, no, we'll just, you know, we'll eat on the boardwalk. I was like, are you sure? Because I know how healthy he likes to be. And I was still getting into it. But he's like, yeah, sure. Okay. And then like by the third day, he's like, oh, my God. He's like, I need real food.
Yeah.
I was like, and I don't know why we didn't think to go back to Acme. I think because we got lost going there and we just didn't want to get lost again.
Yeah.
because it was in a weird spot that like the GPS couldn't find. It was very strange.
But the one fancy restaurant we went to was really that was nice.
We treated ourselves to a fancy restaurant with the money from our wedding because we're like, you know what? We've never been to like a very fancy. It was so fancy it didn't have the prices on the menu.
Wow,
which is scary.
No, they did, because I remember I pulled the chair out from you, and before you could sit down, I said out loud, "Woof!" Like I saw the prices, and I was like,
"But we had the money."
Yeah.
So we used that money. We had a very nice dinner, and that was the nicest thing we had on the whole thing. But I remember before that, we had a day between coming back from the mission trip and leaving for our honeymoon, because I had planned it wrong. For some reason, I thought we were coming back on a different day. And we went to the video game store that sells like really discount movies, mm-hmm. and we bought like 50 movies that day because they were having like their big summer sale. Mm-hmm. So I bought like a ton of movies, and we brought them like all on our honeymoon with us, and we sat there and watched all the Spider-Mans, all of them. It was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But and then there was one day there were horse flies everywhere.
Oh my god. Yeah,
biting.
I have,
every like I had to leave the store because there was too many. It was, oh my god,
like I'm
gross.
Talking plague levels of horse
flies.
It
was an insane amount of horse flies. It was gross and painful.
I have a hat from Seaside Heights where they like do the printing and all that. Mm-hmm. And the reason why it's off is because he was trying to line up, but he's getting bitten by all these horse flies. So he's like, I'm trying. It's just,
yeah.
So moral of the story is no more Seaside Heights. No.
Yeah.
And
no.
I remember when we were planning our honeymoon, I was like, oh yeah, we'll go to a beach and that'll be like the beach we take our kids to every year. I'm like, I am never taking my children to Seaside Heights. That is not happening.
Yeah. I remember
I'll stick with Ocean City, New Jersey. Peaceful, quiet, beautiful.
Mm-hmm. You love Ocean City.
I do.
That's where you like grew up. Like
it is.
I grew up going
there every year, and I know Ocean City, Maryland is very nice. I've been there twice, and it's a nice place. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, your bachelorette party was there.
My bachelorette
party
was there.
Just came up on Facebook memories.
Yeah, I did. I was going to say that too. That was so nice. That was a good night.
What beach was it?
Ocean City, Maryland.
Oh yeah.
We went there for my bachelorette party, and I went there for a vacation in high school. Mm-hmm. We went there for a week, and but I grew up in Ocean City, New Jersey, and I love it. It's just, they took out like all the things I love. Like Tory's isn't there, Campbell's isn't there. Really, those are my two favorite places in the world. Not that I could go to Tory's now, but I think Cheeburger, no. Is that still there? No, I think it's a realtor's office now, which is just depressing.
Mm-hmm.
The Wood Playground is good though. Is my lip bleeding?
Is it? Are you?
I thought I tasted salt.
Oh, well, that's.
That's your finger you just licked.
Yeah.
No, because like. I didn't think like touching my lip was.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, no, that's not what it tastes like. I don't know. Whatever.
I bleed for my podcast.
I do.
Yeah.
I sweat for my podcast. That's what it gets hot in here.
Not in here, because we have the pretty quiet.
Yeah, it gets a little hot in here. Not like in our old house in New York.
Again. Yeah, there was one room for games and groceries, and we put it upstairs in one of the spare bedrooms.
In the bedroom that was next to the bathroom, mm-hmm. that was next to our bedroom, we used to do podcasts in there. It was like 90 degrees in there.
And we couldn't turn on the AC because it would just blow right into the microphone. So there was just one where I was trying to transition to another news piece. And I was like, guys, it's hot in here. I can't
like
do this.
He like broke down in the middle of the podcast. He's like, yeah. I'm sorry. He's like, guys, it's so hot in here.
It's so.
It was hilarious.
It was stupid hot in there.
It was ridiculous. That was just dumb a bad hot. Idea. Mm-hmm. It was just a horrible idea.
So then we moved to the basement.
It's getting hot in here.
Right? So oh, that was another thing that showed up on my timeline. A picture that I took of my one of my dance outfits when we did Get the Party Started
oh
by
Pink.
Oh my
gosh, yeah.
I hated that song by the end of that recital because I had listened to it so many time. So that was a cute outfit though. Dancing was fun. I wasn't that good at it though.
Lane, do you remember Liz modeling in a what store did I think it was?
Fashion Bug?
Yes.
Yep.
But in that? The actual Fashion Bug?
Yes.
Not the one for church.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I vaguely remember this, but it's like Adam brings it up like it mm-hmm. was like a big thing. I'm like, I don't remember.
No, yeah. I don't bring up like a big thing. I only bring it up because you don't remember it at all. And I was there.
Like talking about it, I'm just like, I kind of remember mm-hmm. doing this, but I don't remember. Like I remember doing the one for church.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. But I don't, I like I said, I can picture like, because I remember how that fashion bug was set up
mm-hmm.
and I kind of remember it. But then at the same time, I'm like, what?
No, I remember.
I don't remember doing that.
Well, and like mm-hmm. your mom doesn't remember, I don't think. I remember her saying it and your mom's like, ah, I don't think so.
Sarah didn't remember either.
Sarah didn't remember, but I was like, this is not the Mandela effect. Like, you were there. I remember being there, but.
Well, Sarah.
I don't remember you being, like, because you were usually at school whenever I did stuff.
Yeah.
So, I really, it really throws me off that you were there.
Well,
was it in high school?
Yeah, I think
so. It would have been. Because if he was there, it had to have been in high school. It wasn't in college.
It had been like freshman year, though, or something.
Yeah, because Fashion Bug closed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like when we were 16.
We did the fashion show for church, like when we were like,
we did that in like middle school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe I just jumped at the chance to do it again.
Yeah. Well, my mom had like good contacts with like all of them.
I do remember, I kind of remember being allowed to keep something from the Fashion Bug fashion show.
I had these blue silk rubber duck like pajama set. Oh my gosh, I loved them.
Do you remember when I fit those pajamas into that tiny pink purse? You gave me those Tweety pajamas. Mm-hmm. The one and only time I ever went to Lane's house because I was scared of her dog. Don't know why. I think I just felt like he didn't like me.
I don't know why.
I don't remember why.
He was the oddest looking dog I've ever seen. And he was just goofy.
Well, his name was Goober.
Yeah, he's a goofy goober.
But I don't know why. I just felt like he didn't like me and he scared me. I don't know why, because I love dogs, but
he scared me. You were always scared. I never had people like over my house growing up.
But the one time I went over your house and gave me these Tweety pajamas because you didn't want them anymore. And I was like, I'll take them. I love Tweety. And I had this like, it wasn't a big purse. It was like a little like clutch purse. Mm-hmm. And I rolled up these pajamas and you heard your mom like, you're not going to get those in there. I was like, you watch. And I fit these pair of pajamas with whatever crap I had in that purse at 12 years old.
Smucker's chapstick, probably.
Probably that, my keychain with my whole one key on it, mm-hmm. my house key. I don't even know what
essentials.
I would have
had in that. 12-year-old essentials.
Right? Complete essentials. Don't even know what I would have had. My allowance. I don't know. And I rolled it up and I put it in this little clutch purse. And like you told this story to everyone for like the next 10 mm-hmm. years. You're like, listen, Liz can fit anything in anything.
I was like, if you need someone to pack for you, it's Elizabeth. Like she will 100% like play Jenga in your car to make sure everything fits.
Adam, even now when we used to pack to come to his mom's house to visit here when we lived in New York, he would be like, you can't fit all that in your bag. I'm like, oh, you watch.
My mom's
I will
like that
squish
too.
It down.
She's
it
like,
will
oh,
fit.
So the rectangle and square and this. And I was like, yeah, I'm one of those who just gonna kind of throw and go.
Yeah.
I see, I need a lot of stuff, so I make sure I can fit it all.
And plus, like we moved 3 times now?
We moved out to here before we got married.
And then we moved
to Long Island. And
then we moved back here. And every one of those times, I'm like, can you please pack? And I will lift whatever you need me to lift. I just throw things.
Well, I didn't do packing. Excuse me.
Oh.
I didn't do packing for you when we moved in together the first time because we were coming from different houses.
I remember how much of a nightmare that was.
Oh, my
that
gosh. I remember that move-in day.
I had a migraine that day. That was horrible.
That was not good.
And then it rained. And then
I ran into somebody. That was my first and only
car accident. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was behind you for that. You remember? They were going to a funeral.
Yeah.
Were they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that
mm-hmm.
part.
Well, I remember. I pulled over with Adam, and I'm like thinking we're in Jersey. I'm like, all right, I'm calling every single Jersey cop I know right now. Mm-hmm. I was like, just, you know what I mean? Not like, obviously, like, Adam's not running from the from the scene or anything like that. But I was just like, oh, God.
Because if you don't know, if you don't listen, Jersey cops.
If you're not from Jersey, they'll pull you over.
Yeah.
Just because you're not from Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Straight up. But yeah, not a good day.
The problem is, so you guys followed your GPS and that took you a different way because my parents live near the bridge that goes into downtown mm-hmm. or those bridges. And so that's technically the easier way, but I wanted to go the way I liked
mm-hmm.
because I feel safer mm-hmm. to go in that. So I just went the way that I know how to get home. So I wasn't even near you guys. And I'm sitting there, I'm crying because I'm moving out of my parents' house for the first time and I'm crying. And then Lane called me and says, Adam was in an accident.
I was like, he's completely okay. I was like, I really don't want to tell you this, but so we're just here with the cops right now, but we're fine. Keep going.
And so I was like, should I turn around? And I think I did end up turning around and going that way. I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember what I did, but I remember I was crying a lot. I think I did turn around because I was like, oh my God, I don't have to do what's happening. And then like I was halfway there and you're like, all right, we're on our way back out. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
Well, I was like, there wasn't any damage on either. Plus you were driving a big U-Haul truck. So I was like, that thing can take some smoke.
I remember the first thing you said, you're like, do you have insurance on the U-Haul? I was like, no, why?
Oh, and then I didn't hear it, but then I saw Elaine saying, like, do you have this? And then she looked up to me and she shook her head. And I let out the loudest F-bomb I've ever done. And I was just like, that's
And I was like, all right, Adam, I'm going to talk to the cops, okay? Yeah. I was like, we're going to do this together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank God Lane was there.
Oh, yeah. I would have freaked out. Because like I said, I was already nervous enough moving for the first time.
Plus driving that big U-Haul.
Plus driving big U-Haul. It was raining. These boomers, I'll call them, they would just not let up. I was like,
when it was their fault for trying to beat the U-Haul.
It was both our faults. I'll be honest.
His fault. I'll leave it as his fault.
Yeah. Lane was behind me. Like, I turned and they tried to beat me.
That's the thing. That's their fault. It's not your fault.
I just saw it all unveil in front of my eyes, and I was like, oh, here we go. I was like,
this is a great start to the day.
I was like, all right, put my right blinker on. I was like, we're getting over. Mm-hmm. I was like, we're pulling over.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. I ran into a divider.
Yeah.
Into a cement divider. So it wasn't like I pushed him into, you know,
another
a
lane where someone can move over.
No, I pushed him into a cement divider.
Well,
yeah.
This is why I always lean toward the lane with other cars in it and not the divider. That's the thing. Me and Adam drive very different. Adam will stay close to like the median or the divider where no one else is because he's like, well, I don't want to hit anyone. For me, I'm like, I'd rather go into another lane where cars are because at least they can move out of the way. Mm-hmm. A median, a divider, a guardrail isn't going to move out of the way.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit it. But so I'd rather have a chance of not hitting anything.
But since then, since I've driven all the U-Hauls, I've gotten pretty good at driving a U-Haul. So
yeah,
I'm pretty
good. Had some good practice.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
You did kind of progress. First, you moved one around the Philadelphia area.
Yeah, I moved the largest U-Haul that they offer around Northeast Philly.
And then moved our big one from Philly to Pennsylvania, like to central Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And then you moved. Actually, we got small. We kept getting smaller.
Minimalist.
So,
well, when we moved from Long Island back to here, there was
we didn't have a choice.
Well, no, there was a big miscommunication with.
By the way, never use Penske.
That was it, Penske. And we wanted to use like a pretty sizable one. If you've ever driven in Long Island, the smaller the better because you're screwed. And Penske screwed up and they're like, well, the only one we have is this one. And it
looked like a full on like 18 wheeler.
Like Mack truck. Oh, God.
Yeah.
It was ginormous.
And I called them. I'm like, I'm not driving out of all Long Island with this beluga whale over
especially
here.
Especially when we ordered like a 20 foot.
We ordered a 14 foot. Like a 14 or a 16 foot.
I think we ordered a 16 foot and they're like, we have a 26.
And I was like,
I'm like, what?
I was like, okay, I'll take a look at it. And I saw it up front. I'm like, I'm not getting out of Long Island in this thing.
No.
There's no way.
I would have been a nervous wreck thinking of you driving that.
Yeah.
So we ended up driving a 10 foot.
It was a, no, we ended up getting a 14 foot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, we were like, I hope everything can fit because that's what we're taking.
Yeah.
So yeah, you've had a lot of practice driving, moving trucks.
Well, I just remember. I don't know if you told the story on here or not, but when you moved to Long Island, the table, like the dining room table.
Oh, which one?
With the Instapot.
Oh.
We almost set the house on fire.
Yeah, I didn't tell that.
And it's so funny, too, because we went together to go get the
table.
The table. And I remember the table was getting picked up the one time I was leaving Long Island, like when you're about to move again. And I was just like, wow, me and this table really had a journey together.
Yeah.
You remember the avalanche crying when I was trying to move that thing? Because it was a hefty.
It was a heavy table.
It was a heavy table. And I put it into my Chevy Avalanche. And I remember like driving it. It was the truck was crying because of like the weight I was putting on it.
You were putting the table together and me and Lane went back to the guy's house to get the chairs. Mm-hmm. And I was like, should I drive it? And you're like, I trust Lane to drive it more than I trust you.
Yeah, I remember now.
Little old Philly me whipping around this big truck in Long Island. I was like, first time driving in Long Island. I'm like, all right, we're doing it.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Like, Long Island roads, they're tight. Mm. They're small roads.
Tiny. No one should have a truck in Long Island, and yet everyone does.
Everyone does.
Yeah, a lot of them have like
a lot of giant SUVs.
Mm-hmm. It's just so complicated to drive that because when it had
driving
the
giant SUV in the Trader Joe's parking lot, stupid.
Yeah,
that's just don't it. Just don't go to Trader Joe's if you have an SUV. Get a smaller car and then you can go to Trader Joe's. Get a smart car. That's the best thing for a Trader Joe's parking lot.
Yeah. I did like Long Island though.
It was nice. Like we miss a lot of the food options, like especially with all the dietary restrictions. Mm-hmm. It was so much easier to go out to eat because they have a ton of options, especially for people with like food needs.
Yeah.
But
But the thing you got to pace a couple farms to get to a restaurant.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Like, I always say, like, oh, man, Long Island is dead. Like, it's really Nassau County that I hate. Suffolk County, fantastic.
Very nice people.
Yeah, Suffolk County takes up 3/4 of Long Island.
Nassau County is very small. It just feels big because it's so crammed in because they think they're Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. Whereas
it's literally Nassau County is kind of like an extension of Manhattan in my mind.
It is. Yeah.
It's just like because everyone you work anywhere. If you live anywhere in Long Island, you work in Manhattan. It's I don't understand so how people live in the Hamptons and commute to Manhattan every day. That makes zero sense to me why you would do that.
Why would you live in a house at that point? Because
yeah,
you're spending like half your day just traveling.
I don't understand, but people do it. They all do it. I don't understand, but they all do it. But
well, there's a lot of people who work in like Manhattan and stuff too, who live in Jersey, who like take the ferry over, mm-hmm. and I'm like
why?
Well, you're spending
or like
half
Connecticut.
Of your, yeah, and the thing, like, they all make a ton of money, but they're not enjoying it. That's like the act that they're like the definition of that phrase of like, mm-hmm. you have money, but you don't have a life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Good for those commuters.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them.
But if I were to ever be forced to move back to Long Island, Suffolk County, straight mm-hmm. up Suffolk County, because they're so
you're
down
not getting
to
me back to move back to Nassau County. It's not happening. You're really gonna have a hard time getting me moved back to New York in general.
Yeah,
I hate it there,
mm-hmm.
except for Trader Joe's and the beach.
That's the thing. I miss Trader Joe's so much. It like
Lane said, she'll ship us orange chicken.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'll get you whatever you want from him.
There's a Trader Joe's mm-hmm. in Philly. I forgot.
There's some downtown, like by the hospital, and then there's some in like the suburbs. So not in the Northeast though.
Yeah, because you miss that.
No,
you miss that orange chicken a lot.
I love the orange chicken. I told you.
Yeah, just make a list mm-hmm. and I'll chip it up.
Yeah. Well, like that's the thing. Is that like Trader Joe's is just because the first time somebody said that. I was trying to look for advice in Long Island, like, because the groceries, they cost so much. And then I met up with one guy who used to live in Long Island, now lives in Portland. And I was like, yeah, I was complaining to him. He's like, Trader Joe's. And I was asking, like, isn't that expensive? He's like, go to Trader Joe's.
We went? Oh, my gosh.
It's so cheap.
It's amazing.
In terms of Long Island, Trader Joe's is the Aldi out there because mm-hmm. there is no Aldi.
Other than the fact that it's insanely cramped there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, you definitely have to have your eyes peeled for everything. Oh, yeah.
I remember one time we took Adam's cousin and his mom food shopping with us. We're like, listen, we have a schedule. First, we go to Stop and Shop. We get all of our like cleaning things and tissues.
Yeah, anything you
and
can't find in Trader Joe's, we get it.
We will get it.
Somewhere.
And then we go to Trader Joe's. And you have to keep up. If you're not going to keep up, you can stay in the car. Like, because we go in, we grab our stuff, and we go, like, we knew where everything mm-hmm. was.
We did dodge, duck, dick, everything.
We did, because it was like, people were crazy. So, like, we split up, and we would get, like, we had a system when we went food shopping in Long Island, because it was so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we're like, you guys, wow. And it was like,
I would have been like, leave me in the car. Just crack the windows.
I think it was Labor Day weekend, too.
Yeah.
So, we were like, so it was more crowded than usual. So we're like, you gotta keep up.
And my mom and my cousin.
High knees.
And they were like laughing at us. I'm like, you don't understand. I'm like, if we slow down, I'm like, we will be here for hours.
We will get trampled.
Yeah. And my mom definitely listens to this. I think also Tara does, I think. But I'll say, I don't care if they listen. They play too much. Like, they play
way
too much.
Oh my gosh, they were playing around. I'm like, guys, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, they were playing around the whole time. I'm like, this is Labor Day in Long Island.
I'm like, I will leave you here.
Yeah.
No man left behind is not a thing anymore.
No, I will leave you behind, son.
You will walk home.
Yeah. But no, like there's definitely some things I miss about Long Island. Definitely.
I miss Long Beach.
Yeah, Long Beach.
That I would move back to there. I know it's in Nassau County, but I would move to Long Beach. I remember saying that. Like
Jones Beach way better. Jones Beach was way more chill.
Well, I like that it was a town. You can't live in Jones Beach. It's a state park. There's no living there.
Oh, you want to move? Oh, the town of
yeah.
Long Beach. I thought you meant like just the beach. No, Long Beach is fantastic.
Well, I never went on Jones Beach.
Oh, okay.
No. We only went to the concert.
No, I went to Jones Beach.
You did. I didn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's what
yeah,
I'm saying.
True. Yeah.
But, I'm out, Adam.
She's like, am I speaking Chinese?
Yeah. But no, Long Beach, the town, it's so cool. I love Long Beach. There was a skate park there. There was, it just felt
just
like
nice houses
yeah.
and chill vibes.
It was the definition so of nice. A beach town.
It was. And you would have loved it
mm-hmm.
if we lived there.
Yeah.
You can live here. We're probably going to end up moving again, but you can come live here.
I was
here.
About to say, like, that would be like me, like, trying to follow John around because he
yeah.
moves a lot. But no, like, that's the thing. It's like, we move so much. And
I have to get a nursing license in every state.
Yeah.
There you go. That works.
But I would like
to. Every time we move, go on like a little leave and
yeah.
stay with mm-hmm. us for a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like literally the only
that'll
thing.
That'll go great with
Adam's
my employers.
Like, let's move to Texas. And I'm just like, but that's so far from Lane.
Yeah.
I'll take a trip wherever you move. I'm dedicated. I'm a dedicated traveler. I've been to every place you've ever moved to. Mm-hmm.
This is true.
Man. Yeah. And that was thankfully, because when I took the job in Long Island, I applied to 35 different states.
So we could have ended up in like anywhere. Oregon or
Well, there was three Nebraska. Contenders. There was the Long Island church. There was one in South Carolina. And I want to say Georgia was another one, but I can't remember. But I remember South Carolina and New York were like the top two for us. And I asked you, where do you want to move? And I think you just heard the distance between South Carolina and so.
And my older sister hadn't moved. She doesn't live in South Carolina, but she lives near it.
Right.
So I would have, I didn't, she hadn't moved there yet though.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'd rather move to New York because it's still closer to all our friends and family. Mm-hmm. So now I regret that. I should have just gone to South Carolina. It's
but then you wouldn't have
so
gotten
nice
Floki
there.
Though.
This is true. See, everything's meant to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We adopted Floki at New York. Where is he? Is he still
He's
behind
his chair behind his stormtrooper?
Oh, good.
Floki bum. Floki. He's moving his ears. He's like, yes, mama.
I love that little chicken nugget.
Hi, baby.
Little chicken nugget.
Look at his face. Yes. Look at his face.
I know. He's just he's a crispy chicken nugget.
Yeah, he is. Are you crispy? He's like, you guys are weird.
Jeez. But yeah, so Lane, if you can move to any state, let's say, you know, all family will follow with you. You know, there
like
is
nothing
no-
stopping you. You can move any just into any state.
Oh, God. I don't know.
Yeah. Where would you
I
move?
Really don't know.
Yeah. Would you move? Okay. Region wise, where would you move?
I don't know because like, I feel like I definitely have like an East Coast mentality, obviously, because I grew up here. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I'm going to California next month.
Oh, nice.
Which I'm jelly. I'm just going to LA.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to LA? Mm-hmm. Ah, dang it.
I'm excited. I've only been to Vegas on the West Coast, but I know it's like a whole different vibe.
Take
and
pictures for me.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to
be. Well, I know. Every time you go away, I get pictures.
I was going to say, I'm going to be such a tourist.
And she's going to Greece.
I am going to Greece. I actually have a lot of trips coming up that I just don't know who I think I am. And I book things like when I'm sad, I guess. I'm not really sure, but.
I don't even have a passport. That's how likely I am to travel.
Oh my gosh. You need a passport.
I know. They're expensive.
We will get you a passport.
I also don't know my blood type still.
That is terrible. I keep telling you, you need to get a donor card in the mail. Anywhoozle,
I even know my own blood type. Dang.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no, he does.
No, I said I was like, I even do.
Because it's easy to remember.
It's the only A+ I ever got.
Oh my gosh. The dad joke.
But yeah, I don't know mine. I feel like that's something that should be on your birth certificate or something. But it's not. I checked.
It should be like a noon thing.
Would it be on the hospital bracelet?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Well, then I don't know.
No, usually this just is like something that name and date of birth.
I don't know.
Yeah, no. Yeah. We'll find out. I'll take your blood.
I was about to say, did you bring a syringe?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. I keep it stocked in the car.
Yeah. Blood test and everything.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, it would be.
Well, yeah, like after COVID, I was like, one, COVID was absolutely terrible and working in it was absolutely terrible. So unbelievably sad. The only positive is that flight prices really went down and I sat on Hopper and I got flights very cheap.
Jeez. I've never been on a plane.
We need to change that.
If I stay at my job until next January, I will get to go on a plane to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To go. Florida's
nice.
To go.
The humidity stinks in like some places, like really God, bad. Yeah. But
yeah, the only thing is that it's literally going to be me and my boss and that's awkward.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Maybe he'll let me bring you.
Yeah. I was going to say, just tell me the dates. I'll work my schedule around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, my boss is probably like really annoyed with me because so I'm going to LA next month.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to Boston with my mom in August. And then I'm going to Miami and Greece, like kind of back to back in September.
Oh my gosh. And might be going with Liz on her birthday.
Yeah. Well, down the shore is not.
That's it. Like if you have a day off.
Oh, yeah. And I definitely will, like a random weekday. But I was going to say, my boss is definitely looking at my PTO and is, because I never use it. And she always says it like, use it like before you lose it. And I'm like,
okay.
I was like, all right, like it might be a little bit at once. I'm sitting on it.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Dang.
Yeah, my vacation days don't roll over. So if I don't use them by the end of the year. And that's why I took the week of my birthday off. I was like, we're not going to go anywhere. We don't really have the time or the money to go anywhere. I'm like, I'll just take the week of my birthday off.
Yeah.
My birthday was on a Monday. Mm. That's no fun to wake up on a Monday and have to go to work.
Yeah, no.
On my birthday. So I was like, you know what? I'll just take the whole week off. So, yeah.
Maybe we can even look up, like, cheap like a motel or like a hotel or something like that.
I thought of that.
In Ocean City. And we can just stay.
Yeah, I thought of that. I couldn't find anything. That's cheap.
Jeez.
That I can Instagram
all,
too.
They were
know.
All like outside, like
oh,
like
yeah,
in Cape May area mm-hmm. or something. Hmm. Like in that little town
too.
You pass before you go over 9th Street Bridge.
Mm-hmm. My mom knew some people who have houses in Ocean City. So, or I was going to say, or even Cape May, that we could just stay there. You know what I mean?
Like yeah.
Family, friends and something. They don't care. And mm-hmm. it wouldn't matter if we just like drove a little bit. But
yeah.
Yeah.
As long as we're on the beach, that's all that matters.
Yeah, I'm just like, as long as I get to be in Ocean City for a little bit,
mm-hmm.
I'm good. Have some Polish water ice because that's the only dessert I can have there.
Yeah, we were talking to somebody, and first of all, he called it Italian ice. I was like, what? Yeah,
it's water ice.
Yeah,
he's
water
like,
ice.
Excuse you.
It was on my Xbox chat, and he's like, Italian ice is so good. I'm like, you mean water ice? And he's just like, no, Italian, because this is in New York. Mm-hmm. They don't think of it as
yeah.
water ice. And I was like, well, if you're saying Italian ice, you know that Polish ice is so much better.
It's like creamier, isn't it?
It's very
creamier.
Smooth because it's much smaller pieces of ice. Like,
yeah.
it's smooth. Like, it doesn't.
Yeah. I definitely have had
you
it.
You don't
but
even
I'm
realize.
A Rita's girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I love Rita's. But there's Polish water ice stands on the Ocean City Boardwalk.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that's when I've seen it.
Yeah.
Like on the boardwalk.
And it's
yeah.
like very, it's so smooth.
And that's
it's so good.
And that's the thing. I feel like Italian ice and water ice is different in some way because you get Italian ice from a grocery store and it's like
No, Italian ice and water ice same thing. Rita's is Italian ice.
Well, I know it's Italian ice, but
well, the grocery store is going to be different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I just had like pure Italian ice. Like it's so obviously water ice, but it was like
yeah.
from like the depth of like South Philly. Like
oh,
where
nice.
It's all
wow.
Italians.
Yeah.
And it's like homemade and everything like that.
Ooh.
And oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
My friend, he dropped it off for us at work.
Mm-hmm.
I was working night shift and he was like by mm-hmm. the hospital anyway, and he was like, oh, I got you something because he knows I love mango water ice. He got mango and lemon.
Ooh.
Amazing.
I like blue raspberry Polish water ice. I mean, I'm sure their chocolate is good. I don't think I've ever had chocolate Polish water ice,
though. I'm not a chocolate water ice
girl.
Mm-mm. I love chocolate. Chocolate Italian ice, like Rita's. I love. Do you remember Rosie's?
What? Mm-hmm.
Rosie's. It was that little yellow truck that used to drive around Wissanoming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They used
yeah,
to go
yeah, yeah.
By Boog, too, in Mayfair.
Yeah. But, and well, in Mayfair, that was, remember they had that actual shop in Mayfair,
mm-hmm.
like right past the Fanshawe Deli.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going there when I was little. Like, I don't know why this popped in my head, but I remember it the other day. I was like, oh, Rosie's is nice.
Do you remember, I don't know if it drove on like either of your blocks, but do you remember it was like the fruit guy? He had
the
a truck.
Yes. Fresh fruit.
Well, that, and then you'd be like, strawberries.
Yes.
And
it would be like 7 o'clock in the morning
yeah.
in like July. I'm like, shut up.
I don't think he even had a megaphone. It was just,
no, he just
him.
Yelled.
It was
yeah.
just
he was
him.
So loud. But
well,
I remember
we
that.
Also grew up in a whole bunch
and
of
was
row
like
homes,
little,
so
yeah.
it just all bounced
it was
off
like
each other's
little
wall.
Bell
yeah.
too, like
yeah.
tink, 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 fresh fruit.
I forgot about the strawberries,
like, apples, bananas, and strawberries. And my mom would literally be like, Lena, go get them, go get them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That and the ice cream
yeah.
man. Well, you know what is very rude? My mom recently told me that when we were younger, me and all my cousins, the ice cream man would be coming mm-hmm. by. All these kids are running to the truck and like, we'd be
yeah.
like, oh, mom, like, can I go get some ice cream? They're like, that's not the ice cream truck. That's the book truck.
Oh, dang it.
His mom used to tell him it was the gas man.
And I thought it was legit the gas man.
See, that would probably scare the crap out of me. If like, oh, God, a gas man. Like, oh,
well, like,
the opposite way.
I believed it until I was 13 years old.
He
and
wasn't
was like,
the brightest.
Yeah. Oh, I just thought like, oh, yeah, it's a gas man. I'm not going to even ask her. Like, and then she's like, you know, that's the ice cream man. Do you want ice cream? I'm like, that's a gas man. And she's just like, oh, honey.
Oh, I traumatized you.
I was like, no, you trained me well. That's gas.
See,
man.
My mom just went with, we don't have the money for ice cream.
Yeah.
My mom was like, oh, you want to read a book? Yeah, mm-hmm. let's go. And I was like, oh, God, no.
I still remember my little cousin. He might have been three
or
four.
Oh, my gosh, I love this story. It's so cute.
It was, he was like 3 or 4, so like very, very young. And he heard the ice cream man. And he went to his mom like, mom, come on. I need money. Please. And he's like, got like his dollar. He's like, here you go. I was like, oh, God, I don't think I have enough time. And he booked it like he was in an action movie. Right. And the ice cream man wasn't completely gone. He was just down the block. And his kid does like the kneel from Platoon. Right. And he's like kneeling down. And I was like, yo, you're going to catch him. No. And he started crying. I was like, what's wrong? He's like, he's never coming back.
Oh my gosh. Oh, my heart.
I was like, geez.
My heart, my soul.
I think I was 16 at the time, so I just like cracked up.
You're like, dumb idiot.
Yeah. But his mom tried to explain, like, no, he's coming back. Like,
he'll be back after a couple blocks. He's only a block over.
Mm-hmm. But like the kneel this kid did, it was so like traumatic. It was so funny.
I remember the ice cream man in Philly. You had to like flag him down to get him to stop. Some of them like just wouldn't stop. I'm like, hello.
See, the thing is like there, I've seen so many things on like Facebook and stuff. It was like, if you didn't get Corona from the ice cream trucks in Philly, then like, you know, we had no idea what they were using, if they cleaned it or anything like
they
that.
They most likely did not clean them.
Especially in Northeast like, Philly. Like,
no, and those jimmies are probably flying around the bottom of the truck, and then they just like dipped a cone on the floor.
The only trustworthy ice cream truck was Mr. Softy. The only one I found trustworthy. The one that I just remembered when I said hello was that one that quacked and said hello like every 20 seconds. Oh my gosh, that was the worst truck. I hated that truck. I refused to buy anything on that truck because it was so annoying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you ever visit Philadelphia, don't ever just go to like South Philly or Center City. You're
driving around Northeast Philly. It is the most entertaining place.
There's so many places to check out in Philly, and like just besides like downtown. Like downtown's great and all, but do not go to Patsugino's for a cheesesteak. God,
no. Go
please.
To your corner pizza place. Do you remember Harbison House? That was by Ethan Allen that my family used to eat at. I was telling on either this podcast or the other one about my first onion pizza from Harbison House because my older sister had it and she was like convincing us it tasted good. And it was like they just had like the thinnest little slices of onion. Oh my God, it was so good. It's my favorite. I'm like dreaming about it because I can't have pizza. So I'm just like, oh, so good. I want a pizza. That's like probably one of the things I miss most about dairy. I want pizza so bad.
We're right about to our hour mark, so.
Okay. At first, I thought you said our 2-hour mark. I'm like, what?
Yeah. I know. I was going to say, we talked for 2 hours.
No. We're coming up on an hour now, but. Quick question before we go. Like, I was about to say, Manayunk, what part is that again? Manayunk's south, isn't it?
I don't even know. I just kind of, like, consider Manayunk its, like, own little neighborhood. Yeah.
Its own place.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. It's kind of Philly, but it's kind of not. It's, like, hipster Philly.
Yeah, it's a bunch of yuppies.
Mm-hmm. But Manayunk's kind of weird. So definitely check out Manayunk if you're down there.
Yeah, Manayunk's cool. It's a lot of hills. Pack your walking shoes.
It's definitely San Francisco style.
Yeah.
Very much hipster, very much hills. It's just, it's good for like a couple hours. Like, huh, nice. Manayunk. Yeah. And then you can leave. But yeah. So Lane, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Did you have fun?
I did. I was a little nervous and.
Yeah.
Well, see, it was just natural. Yeah. Just you're talking into a microphone.
Mm-hmm. And wearing some headphones. And
yeah. My ears are starting to hurt because I have the crappy ones.
Yeah. But that's why I like this podcast a lot more, because Games and Groceries, there's a lot of production going on. But this one's just like.
We just kind of show up and start talking. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See what happens.
Mm-hmm. But Lane, cool. You're here.
I'm here.
Get out.
No.
Oh, okay.
Stay forever.
We thank you for listening to this week's What's the Biz podcast. Just remember to follow us on Instagram. What's_the_biz. That's pretty much all we are, because I didn't even make a Facebook or a Twitter. It's just an Instagram that I barely post to. I looked at the post and I'm like, man, I've fallen
behind.
It's just all episodes. But I promise I'll be. I promise I'll be doing more in the coming years. But thank you for listening to this one. And be sure to check out our other episodes. This is episode 12, I believe. I believe it's episode 12. So thanks again for listening to this one. Remember that God values you so much, and have a good one.
Toodles.
Adios.